Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Bang, bang, bang. Skeet, skeet, skeet. Firework, firework. Shooting guns in the air. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracies.
And we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listener, have at home. It's a motherfucking mini episode, the first one of the new year. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That audience goes for a long time.
No, they won't stop clapping. This might be an encore. I don't know.
That lasted far longer than I was comfortable with.
It never happens like that in real life.
No, it doesn't. I've literally never walked out on stage and felt like, hey, you guys can stop now. It's always been like, no, that was the exact appropriate amount of clapping.
Yeah, that was a good response for a guy in shorts.
Yeah. Are you a shorts on stage guy now? Have you broken that seal?
I used to do it heavy because I was very young and like, no, I can do whatever I want. I define the genre. Sure. And now I'm like older and I'm like, man, they paid money. They got parking. Put some fucking pants on.
Yeah.
Like, you loser. What's wrong with you?
I remember being like 24, 25 in Boston and going to a comedy club in shorts that I was performing on, killing that night, and then the owner still pulling me aside and being like, hey, we don't do that. You don't wear shorts in my mind I was like, man, fuck you. Like, I'll wear what I want. But also I was like, noted, I actually didn't know that was a rule, and I've literally never done it since.
Really? People told me a lot when I first started, because I started in California. It's so hot.
Right.
So I was wearing shorts because I'm coming off the bus or the train or whatever. I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, you can't do that. And I was very like adamant to like make my own rules. So I had years where I did it, but now I don't. It's not very appropriate.
No, it's not great. I will say that there are, I have seen a fair amount of, there's like obviously this new generation of comedians who are sexy.
I'm so sick of it. Go get a real job. You're hot. You're supposed to be in sales. You're coming over here doing this ugly shit? I'm going to fuck around and pop up in a GQ then. How about that?
There are fucking, all these like...
Put me on the activator box, you fucking dickheads.
For those of you that are unfamiliar of what's raging David out, there's... there's a wave of very attractive people, which is fine. I consider myself an attractive person, but then they lean into their attractiveness on stage. They make themselves, like, they wear sexy clothes and they do
it's
sexy things.
It's the worst thing that ever happened to comedy. This shit was for, if you were hot and you did this, it's because something bad happened to you.
And boy, oh boy, is that true.
And that's the only reason hot people even came over here. It's the only reason they came over here. Now your accent, because hot is like the least, like, you get it everywhere else in the world. Don't come over here where I'm at.
Yeah, it's also, it's not funny. Like,
it's not
hot
funny.
Isn't funny.
It's the least just funny. It's so serious. Being sexy is so serious.
It's
never
serious.
Funny. It's yeah. never funny. You ever meet hot girls who are like, but I'm also funny? And then you talk to them and they just like
you're not
pull
funny,
their
baby,
eyes
girl.
Like Asian people or something. You're like, whoa, this isn't even. Nobody told you that's not satire, hot lady.
You got to take those chopsticks out your mouth,
yeah,
baby girl.
Nobody goes pee-pee in your Coke, dog.
I don't think that's cool anymore. And
no, man. Singing that Siamese song from the Aristocats, like, they don't know what I'm funny is.
And boy, is that a tough revisit. I been showing my daughter some classic movies and turns out that's not a classic anymore. That's just real hurtful to some communities I care about. That said, I say all this to say that I feel like the new sexy comedians have introduced a wave of wearing shorts on stage, mm-hmm. that rules no longer apply to them. They're sort of like,
because they got good legs. How many
yeah,
comedians
they got beautiful,
you ever
sexy
knew
legs?
Had good legs. You know what Rodney Dangerfield's legs look like?
I don't, and I'm terrified.
A fucking
to find
bag
out.
Full of bruised peaches. This dude was disgusting.
Yeah.
You ever seen Robin Harris's legs? No.
Oof. No, you don't want to see Robin Harris's legs.
That's two bad ones. That's what I know he has.
I imagine Robin Harris's legs look like the beef jerky they throw out where they're like, we can't sell this to people. This ain't good.
It's three colors.
Hey, we fucked up this batch, but this batch, this is cool. Put that in a bag.
I look like old jerk chicken.
We miss you, Robin Harris. You were very
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, man, come back.
Come back. Hey, door's wide open if you want to come back.
Hey, Bebe's kid too, man. We need it.
We need it. Did you know, and I'm sorry that we're not even going to begin this episode reasonably in any way. Did you know that Robin Harris wasn't even Robin Harris and Bebe's kids because he had already passed?
Yeah. It was Faison Love.
That's fucking crazy.
Highlight of Faison's career, really, to be honest.
I think that's fair to say. Faison has had some challenges since.
It's complicated. Remember when he gorilla'd that guy in the fucking airport?
Yeah.
I watched that video probably 40 times.
He's beat up a lot of people.
Yeah, he's big.
He's a big dude, and he doesn't get along with a lot of people, and
he
makes
doesn't
it
seem
known.
To.
No.
He's the first famous comedian I ever saw in real life. He was at the Brainwash in San Francisco.
Whoa.
Bad stand-up.
Yeah, I've never seen
this
stand-up.
I don't want this to get out because it'll beat the shit out of me. Bro, that's the last thing I need in 2023 for Faison Love to beat my fucking ass.
Now, hold on. Me and you together, we can beat up Faison Love.
I don't know
no
if
doubt.
We can, bro.
I have no I doubt
know
in my
we
mind.
Can. I think that you're light skinned when it comes down to it. And
no,
that's what I'm worried about. You're going to pull out nunchucks or some crazy shit.
I do have nunchucks.
Exactly. And
I
while
have
you're
some
nunchucking,
right here. They're sitting right there. I got nunchucks just in case. Just in case the motherfucker run up. I got some nunchucks right there.
Love karate. Everybody knows that. Here's what's going to be happening. You're going to take off your shirt. You're going to oil up. You're going to warm up your nunchucks. In the meantime, he's going to put my head through a fucking bike rack.
Now, see, the oiling the shirt or the oiling my chest is the hurtful part of where this went. I was perfectly fine with you saying that I would try karate. I would. But the fact that you think that I would, that's where you're conflating me with a sexy comedian, and I don't
okay,
care for that.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't care for that one bit.
You're
yeah,
right.
you Trey
right.
Songz me. And,
that's
and,
right. That's right.
And he's not a good you're man right. either. But we don't no, need to keep right. talking about these bad men.
No, no. Or whether or not me and Langston could beat up. I mean, with your karate in my mouth, maybe we could, like, get away.
I think if nothing else, we could throw some dust in his eyes and escape.
Yeah, by the end of I the mean, because he put know? Hands on that guy at the airport.
Yeah, no, he's shook some him people up. He's fucked some people up, and that's.
I haven't been in a fight in 10 years, man.
Good for you for having an adult fight. I haven't even had an adult fight.
It's overrated.
Yeah. No, yeah, it doesn't seem good. It seems like whatever hurts for a while.
Yeah. Like, have you fallen down as a man? Like, it sucks.
Yeah, it's bad. No, it's yeah. not good.
All right. Anyways, I'm glad you do have those nunchucks, though.
Yeah, no, just in case. Got to keep my family safe. We have an email from a person named Corey. Corey sent us an email over the holiday break that you pointed out, and the subject line was exciting enough that it felt like this is the appropriate way for us to come back. But the subject line said, "What them Dutch niggas really up to?" was what Corey sent us.
Been saying it for years.
Yeah, and you have said that multiple times on the podcast. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what I feel about that. I don't like it.
But Corey said, "Hello, Langston and David. I love the formality. Hello, Langston and David."
Yeah, thank you.
I love a subject line that says, "What them Dutch niggas really up to?" And then a person being like, "Greetings and salutations, brothers."
I knew this wasn't a business email.
So he said, "So I know I sent you guys more than a fair share of bullshit. Some you address and some you seem to ignore." Okay, Corey.
All right, but calm I think, down, man.
Yeah, you're a little spicy, Corey. We don't care for that.
I know you shit.
Yeah, fuck you, Corey. You piece
you
of shit.
You fuck around and get numchucked out here.
Well, stop reading your email right this second.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I can't read. Langston's reading it.
But Corey said, "But I think this one might deserve some immediate attention." He said, "So I was listening to the episode about Black Santa, and you mentioned something about Dutch people and slavery, and it reminded me of two things. The first was about Dutch Master cigars. When I was younger, a lot of my friends enjoyed to find Dutch Masters with a little weed substituted for the tobacco. I've never smoked
weed." There you go with
the
formalities. I know what blunts are.
Yeah, he's really explaining a
blunt. Many of my friends enjoy Dutch Masters. Whoa.
You know, the urban youth like to replace the tobacco with weed.
Hey, are you a cop? You got to say it if you're a cop in the email.
Corey, motherfucking police. Last name, first name Corey, last name the police.
He's got an Under Armour shirt on right now.
And it doesn't look good.
No, cops, it looks weird.
They never look good in their Under Armour, but they
it's
wear
the worst
it like a
athleisure, you idiot.
So he said, "I've never smoked weed, cop shit, in my life, so I'm not sure
clearly
why they prefer Dutch's over other brands." But
I don't even know if they were your friends. Were they your friends or were they those the other guys friends at your bus stop?
Those were the guys you turned your hat around for and said, "What's up, fam?" He goes on to say, "But there was one guy that would always tell everyone that they should buy Phillies or White Owls because Dutch Masters were started by a group of slave owners that had slaves working on tobacco fields. The second was about Dutch boy paint and them not wanting to stop making lead paint, even though they knew it was harmful. I swear I saw this somewhere. I also could have imagined this shit, but I believe it was either something I read or a documentary I was watching where Dutch boy paint said there was no need to stop using lead in paints because it was only black kids that were getting poisoned. And they also made a flavored paint so that kids could lick the walls." Jesus Christ. I don't.
Corey, you are high. What the fuck are you talking about?
He said, "I don't know what's fact or fiction in any of that.
No,
but
you don't.
I know if there's anyone that can take down these Dutch motherfuckers, it's you two. Thanks, Corey." So you're not buying the
that they
the
made
edible
flavored
paint?
The fuck are we talking about? I thought this was a scholarly podcast. We have to entertain this nonsense.
Oh, wait. Is this a scholarly podcast? Because I'll start talking different.
It's the most scholarly thing I do in a given week, yes.
That's fair. That's, yeah.
I'm going mini golfing after this. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you're a silly Billy through and through. So the fact that I occasionally Google some stuff means...
I mean, I guess I read books, but you know, it's not that exciting.
Whoa. Oh, whoa. We're getting some hot intel here.
What's going on?
Olivia just sent a message saying that that there is, it seems to be some possibility that there was in fact an effort towards edible paint.
What?
Is that what you're saying, Olivia? Is
edible? Oh shit. Look at this. It's pistachio.
Wow. We owe Corey an apology.
I'm sorry, Corey.
Damn, Corey. We called you an idiot. We said you weren't of scholarly
ilk. I thought you were dullard.
Turns out you're the brightest man we've ever met, Corey.
Turns out you're a shining star. Man.
Corey, you got to take that detective's test. You're a cop, but you're better than the average beat cop.
You don't need to be walking in, checking bodegas for fucking if they're selling Fantaleaf or whatever they do.
Nah, man, you gotta really think about the FBI, Corey.
You should be solving cases. None of this petty crime bullshit.
So specifically to Dutch Boy Paint, it sounds like, yes, there was an ad and I assume a associated product where they were making edible paint, or at least paint that was lickable for kids. And the flavors included pistachio, which is the one that is shown. And it is pistachio colored technically. It is. But,
why is that your lead off?
Yeah, I'm not sure why pistachio for children would be. No kid is ordering pistachio ice cream. And if they are, well, their soul is trapped, an older soul trapped inside a young body. You know what I mean?
It looks like that Dutch boy stole your soul. Look at that Dutch boy. You trust that boy?
No, that's a sin for sure. That looks like a ventriloquist dummy brought to life in a way that God didn't want at all.
Oh, it's bad. They can't show the other half of his face because that's how he gets your soul.
Well, I assume the other half has been blown off by the person that didn't want him to keep existing. You know what I mean? I assume they don't show the other half because somebody got a shotgun and was like, we got to kill the boy.
Smart Frenchman blew his fucking face off. Jesus. Yo, the Dutcher, I don't like him. I'm saying it. I think we've proven it.
Yeah, so additional flavors include cotton candy, lemon, and marshmallow for lickable paint.
I want lemon-flavored paint, you Dutch psychopath?
They didn't go with no good flavors.
You didn't have a red?
Come on, dog. Give me a purple. Which one of these can be purple?
Or a blue. Why is there no blue? No blue raspberry? You don't have blue raspberries in Dutch land?
Also, if we're doing Amsterdam, you do lemon,
the Netherlands?
You do lemon lime. You do make it a Sprite.
You always make it a Sprite. That's what I was, that's how I was raised. I was raised, if you get lemon, you also get a lime.
You make it a Sprite.
This guy's a side. These Dutch, you know why I didn't believe this? Because once again, the Dutch they continue to surprise me with their insane behavior.
Yeah, they're insidious in a silly way, and that I think makes it harder to predict. It's almost like you're playing guessing games with like the fucking Saw doll. You know what I mean? Like it's scarier, a dangerous game.
It's like, because you know how like those really scary villains are the ones who are also funny.
Yeah,
that's like the Dutch. The Dutch is the Joker. The Joker was probably Dutch.
I wouldn't be surprised.
This seems like some Dutch shit to do.
If we track that lineage, he's got some Dutch in there for sure.
Sure.
If we get Henry Louis Gates on the case, he's gonna be sitting across from the Joker. It's like, yeah, it turns out you were born of two pairs of clogs. That's
I don't know anything else about their culture. Windmills, a lot of water channels.
Black Pete. That's
Black Pete.
They love Black Pete.
Johan Cruyff, the famous Dutch footballer.
Oh, I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Yeah, he is famous.
All right. Hell yeah. Go crazy.
The color orange.
Did they do the color orange? Is that
no,
their
but their football team is orange, right?
Mm. I knew about the clogs and
because I remember when the World Cup was in South Africa, a bunch of crazy Dutch people drove from Dutch, wherever the fuck they are. They drove to South
Deutschland.
Africa. Deutschland?
Yeah.
No, Holland. That's Germany. That's Germany.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Holland, I believe. Holland, that's where the Netherlands. Dutch reside.
Yeah. Which nobody can tell me why they're named the Dutch. The whole thing is bullshit.
No, I think it's, if I were to guess.
Right, no, it's real. It's a place.
Yeah, I think it's some trickery that they did because, you know, they, again, were trading slaves and then got caught and everybody was like, hey, you're responsible for this. And they were like, who, us? We got a different name. We're on some other shit over here.
We're in a new business now. Lead paint. Nobody, that'll never catch up.
Get all your nigger babies to lick this wall. Cotton candy, eh? They're gonna love it. Oh, boy.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I am curious to know your stance on the blunts of it all. Are you a Dutch Masters man? Are you a White House?
No,
where are you at with all this?
Too much work for me with the Dutch Masters. They got two papers in them. That's annoying. And I'm from the West, man. I smoke Swishers. I don't really smoke blunts anymore. But when I was a young blunt enthusiast, I smoked Swishers mostly.
Yeah.
I think it's a West Coast versus East Coast. Because I've noticed people in the East Coast don't really fuck with Swishers like that.
Yeah, I was about to say, Swishers, I feel like in Chicago were the move as well. I think maybe White Owls were also a thing. But But Dutch Masters, I don't think I knew anybody that were like fucking with those super heavy.
No, I only ever even heard about it from like the only times I ever even tried to smoke a Dutch was because of like, you know, you hear like rappers talk about it. But it's got like when you split it, it's got like the two papers, like an interior and exterior. So it's really hard to roll. So yeah, I've always been a Swisher Sweets guy from way back. There was that rumor going around for a long time that the grapes ones gave you cancer, but you know, we got through.
We got through. Said a 35-year-old man.
I don't smoke blunts anymore though, really, like that. Smoke yeah, King I, Palm every now and again. I smoked some weed yesterday and I was like, I hadn't smoked weed by myself in a long time, and I was like, I think this is not for me anymore.
Yeah, I didn't really start smoking weed until pretty well into my adulthood, and so I was no longer like interested in fucking around, and I just jumped to technology. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I get that.
The vaping shit and like whatever pre-rolls and whatever was just easily accessible. So I don't know much about like the differences between like fucking blunts and.
Oh, you never got weed when there was bad weed.
No, not really. I mean, I got it, but I wasn't smoking it. You know what I mean? Like I was just amongst a group of people accessing it, and people be like, "This is ass," and I'd be like, "All right, fellas, I don't know. We did a lot of work to get it, so maybe just appreciate it. Maybe."
No, there was, man. I started smoking. I unfortunately started smoking weed when my brain was still developing, which I worry sometimes that there's like colors I can't see or something. Like not all of them, but like there's like certain greens that I just don't.
You're really missing out on super violet. And
because I started smoking weed like summer going into eighth grade or ninth grade.
Oh, you started in eighth grade?
Yeah, I started smoking summer going into ninth grade.
Damn. And yeah, like heavy.
Some not heavy. I was fucking I was a boy.
Like black lung shit.
Yeah, I hadn't seen a boob yet. Wait, did I see a boob before I started? I saw a boob before I started smoking weed.
Nice.
Yeah. I developed properly. But right. I started smoking weed when I was a kid. So I like remember smoking swag and like all that dumb shit.
Yeah, no, I didn't have to sift through the bullshit too much to be a smoker. And now man, I
good
smoke
for you.
More than I should to be responsible for a child as often as I am.
I know a lot of people who have kids who they smoke weed all the time.
Yeah, it's honestly, it makes you more fun, but then you feel bad that you're like, damn, why can't I be this fun just being myself?
That's the whole problem with weed. Like, why can't I connect or do whatever this thing is?
Is this thing making me further from the individual I would have been
exactly
if I just rode a sober train all the way through this?
Right. And am I using this as a crutch to access my creativity that should be accessible, you know, the majority of the time through proper diet, exercise, and like mindfulness?
And as soon as I finish this blunt, I'm going to really rethink some of these choices.
Yeah, no, I'm going to smoke after we're done here, but then, because I got to go mini golfing. It's a weird week. It's a weird week. Don't worry about what I'm doing.
So you have, I think, an exciting...
Exciting? I went and checked my DMs, because I don't check them that often because, you know, there's a bunch of freaks in there. And not like the cool, like, dirty naked freaks. More like, hey, have you ever seen this? And then it's a video about, like, Diddy killed Shine's dad or some shit. Yeah. But this is from some Dutch guy who had something to say to me. So I'm going to play it in the microphone and we can unpack all this.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Hello, David and Langston, actually. My name is Dennis. I'm from the Netherlands. I just heard your podcast about the old Black Pete debacle. I'm not Dutch. I'm actually Turkish from origin. Let me put it that way. No, Turkey does not fuck with it. We do not know this motherfucker called Sinterklaas. We don't actually support the whole Black Pete thing, which they call here in the Netherlands Zwarte Piet. And he is actually a depiction of a slave, even though they are in denial over here. Like, no, he is just a white dude was smeared in soot because he's going down, up and down the chimney to deliver the presents to the kids and all. And he also, actually collides with his lips on the bricks on the inside of the chimney. So that's why they all swollen and red and shit. Yeah, they have their way with the whole fairy tale, but racist nonetheless.
Wait, there's a whole nother one. There's a whole nother voice.
Oh, no.
Also, he rubs his big fat lips down the this fucking idiot's been going down chimneys his whole life. He can't figure it out.
I love the bricks. They taste so good on my sweet lips.
I'm saying, any Dutch guys who are shorter than 6 foot, it's on site.
They hate our guts.
So within the Netherlands, there's this Bible Belt, a specific area, which are heavy on the tradition of celebrating Santa Claus and having shit change to it. So that's why this whole upheaval about changing Black Pete, Zwarte Piet. But, you know, I feel like the kids, they don't give a fuck. They just want their candy and toys. So, you know, change Black Pete to something, you know, white guy with some patches of black. They don't care. So that's even something they don't like doing. But, hey, Dutch crackers, what you got to say? Anyway, my mama told me I should be an ambassador for the international affairs on your end. So hit me up whenever you need to know something about Europe or something in these regions.
Whoa.
Hey, thanks, Dennis.
Dennis, you came. Dennis. We were nervous about you, Dennis. We thought you were Dutch and we had doubts, but
he was like, nah, I'm Turkish. It's cool. Yeah,
you came in Turkish and you came correct, and we respect that. Damn. So Black Pete has big swollen slave lips from kissing bricks.
Cause his dumbass can't get down a chimney.
God, they hate our guts, man. That's so imaginative. That's so
they
hate
our guts in a way that you know they've never met us. Cause why else would you hate us so deep?
Yeah, that, like you think my lips are so big? They're so ethnic that they get caught in a chimney. I can't even pull them in enough to keep them off chimney bricks.
I can't do that.
Oh, man.
That's just so terrible. Yo.
Come on, man. Dutch people, listen. If it's this hot, if you truly are this angry at us, we got to figure out something, man. We can't keep existing.
We
got to
improve
way.
Black and Dutch alliances.
Yeah.
I think like it's up to us.
This is unhealthy. If there are any Dutch listeners out there, we want to raise a white flag, and
no, we're not.
A flag of truce is what I'm aiming for. Not
we're not
a
raising,
flag of
we ain't
concession.
Raising shit. We don't okay, have a white enough. Pete who's fucking.
You're right.
Dick is little because he gets it caught in the fucking Christmas tree. Whatever racist nonsense. I ain't giving up shit. I'm saying you guys need to back the fuck off because it's getting crazy.
You're right. Okay. I was out of line. We shouldn't be conceding anything. I do think we have to figure out a way to squash this beef. And I think you all need to come with hat in hand, silly, goofy fucking hat in your goofy fucking hand so that we can have a real conversation about where this hatred comes from.
And don't try to play us off. Don't try to placate us with like, you know, some gallons of lead tasty paint or whatever they want to do. Hey,
just because you know we'll eat it because we're stupid. We would, and so what? That doesn't change why you're bad.
It's complicated. International affairs are complicated.
They are complicated, but I'm glad that we have Dennis in our corner to help us navigate at least some of this shit.
No, shout out to Dennis.
Shout out to Dennis. Shout out to Corey for sending us all of this information he got out of the evidence file at his
at his work
at his cop job.
Yeah, he's wearing a. So when what was that? What was that mask James Harden wore? And then he was like, "Oh, I didn't know." You remember that?
Oh yeah, he had the Blue Lives Matter mask.
Yeah, that's what Corey's got on. I'm James Harden. I've never been on the internet.
Did you? Okay, and this is maybe the best way to end this. Did you believe James Harden when he said he didn't know?
Yeah, weirdly, I did.
I think he is too.
I think he's some kind of a weird, not man baby, but some type of a weird, like, he's in such an athletic bubble. I don't think James Harden knows anything that's happening outside of basketball.
Yeah, no, I don't either. For some reason, he
seems unbothered in a way where it's like, oh, you just don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it seems like if it's not basketball, stripper, or Lil Baby related, James Harden ain't up on none of it.
I don't think he knows anything about it.
Yeah.
I think that he grew the beard and everything shrouded. Like ASU, like Sun Devil Harden, I think that he was wise to the world. He knew about atrocities. This James, he doesn't know.
Mohawk, no facial hair James Harden was a wise, learned man. And then somewhere that facial hair sucked all the juices out of his brain. And now he just hoops and spends weird amount of money on silly clothes sometimes that ask you to back the blue, you know?
Yeah, I don't think he even knows. He thought it was supporting the Detroit Pistons.
He's like, yeah, I might play there someday. Who knows?
I think it's cool. Blake went over there.
Well, I think we did it. I think we nailed this whole thing. Bori, could you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
You can find me at CoolGuyJokes87 on Instagram. Come to the newly rebranded High Note Comedy in Denver on January 20th. We got your boy Rob Hayes headlining. Then come see me January 26th in Portland. It's going to be the same stuff I did last month, but fuck you. You know, I got some new shit too. January 27th, I'm going to be in Great Falls, Montana.
Oh, that's a good town.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm going to be at the Newberry January 27th. And then, you know, I got some other shit coming up, but fuck with me. I appreciate you.
Hell yeah. And please come to our live show. We have a live show coming up in February 16th. It's at the Elysian here in Los Angeles, 7:30. You can buy tickets online now. So do that. We would love to see from you bitches. Don't you make us do this shit alone.
Yeah.
We will be fucking furious
if we show up to the Elysian. Come to the Elysian. Bring your pistols.
Bring your pistols. Why not? I'm gonna bring my nunchucks. So I ain't worried about your pistols.
That was a given. That was a given. We never had to worry about the nunchucks.
The chucks gonna be on. I keep them chucks on me, so don't even trip.
He got an ankle strap. The chucks.
I might wear shorts and move the ankle strap up to my thigh. Let's see what happens.
Oh man, but yeah, come out and see us, guys. It's gonna be fun.
Come to the live show, and as always, you can now see us on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. Yes. My mama told me YouTube, so please watch us there. If you're listening and you want to see what our faces look like, this is the time to do it.
Thank you to the already like 200 people who subscribed already.
Oh, fuck yeah. 200?
It's like 225 subscribers, I think.
That's pretty good. We're doing solid, but we can do better, and you pieces of shit have that option to help, you know?
Listen, if we get to 1,000 subscribers, Langston will record a nunchuck tutorial.
Oh, that'd be tight. I actually have been meaning to, that's been one of my New Year's resolutions is...
Pick the chucks back up?
Yeah, you got to get good with the chucks, baby.
Yo, man.
So I got a little bit of time, but yeah, I'll show y'all what I can do.
All right, because we're already at 337 subscribers.
Uh-oh. All right. I gotta hang up soon and get on it.
Yeah,
then.
You might got to go back to class, bring the white belt.
Well, as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman on all the social media. And please, if you want to send us your own drops, your own conspiracy theories, if you want to send us your nunchuck tutorials, please send them to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. That's it. That's all. Bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mama. Motherfucking mini episode.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart. In ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.